Lily, are you alone?
Whispered Kathy from behind the half-closed kitchen door. Nelly had just sung baby Hareton to sleep, having saved him once again from one of Hindley's drunken scenes when he was not aware of his violent behaviour.
Shh! The baby's just fallen asleep. Yes, I'm alone. The master's locked himself in his room with a bottle. We shan't see him until tomorrow. And Heathcliff's out shutting up the yard.
Kathy flopped into the chair next to her.
I can't sleep, Nell. I can't stop thinking.
Nelly rocked to and fro patiently.
Edgar Linton asked me to marry him today, and I said yes. Oh, Nell, tell me if I did the right thing.
If you said yes, it doesn't matter if you were right or wrong. It's done now,
said Nelly, in her down-to-earth way, which infuriated Kathy.
Yes, but tell me if you think I was right to say yes.
Do you love him?
There was a moment's hesitation.
Of course I do. How could I not love him?
Then why aren't you sure that you've made the right choice? If you love him, and he loves you, I don't see the problem. You'll leave a cold, comfortless house for a warm, wealthy, respectable one. What more could you want?
Kathy was grave and serious, and her hands trembled.
I have a secret, Nell.
Out with it, then, if it'll make you feel better.
Edgar isn't the person I love. If Hindley had not reduced Heathcliff to a servant, I should never have dreamt of marrying anyone but him. But to marry him now would only degrade me.
As Kathy spoke, Nelly saw a movement at the back of the kitchen. It was Heathcliff, who had been resting on the old sofa and had heard everything. He went out silently. Nelly said nothing to Kathy, who continued without realizing what had happened.
So he'll never know how much I love him. He'll never know that he and I have the same souls, that he is more myself than I am, that my love for him is like the eternal rocks beneath the earth, while my love for Edgar is like the leaves on the trees which fall with the coming of winter. He is always, always on my mind, whether I want him to be or not. He is life to me. Nelly, I am Heathcliff.
Her words sent a shiver down Nelly's spine. There was something unearthly about them that made her feel ill at ease. Kathy continued, a little calmer now.
If I marry Edgar, at least I shall be rich and can help Heathcliff to escape Hindley's power. Together we would be beggars and have no chance in the world.
Nelly, promise me you won't tell anyone what I have said tonight. Joseph came in complaining that he could not find Heathcliff, so Nelly never did make the promise in the end.